This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify POS has everything you need to sell in person. Go to shopify.com/system, all lowercase, to take your retail business to the next level today. That's shopify.com/system.
It's the Larry Kudlow Show. Free market prosperity starts here. Now, here's Larry Kudlow.
All right, welcome back, everybody. I'm Larry Kudlow. This is the Larry Kudlow Show. By the way, you can get us during the week. Fox Business Network, the name of the show is Kudlow. 4 to 5 p.m. every day, Monday through Friday. And if you can't make it at 4, just text your favorite 9-year-old, and she will show you how to DVR the show. And here on radio, you can live stream us on the internet, LarryKudlowShow.com, LarryKudlowShow.com. It runs all around the country, throughout the world, the solar system, and that includes the Milky Way. And we're going to take a look at the stock market and the economy. We've got Nancy Tengler, CEO and CIO of Laffer Tengler Investments. She's got a book out there, The Women's Guide to Successful Investing. We're still looking for Jack Baruzian. Did we find him? Oh, we got Baruzian, chairman of SmartX Data. There we go. I knew we could find him someplace in Chicago. Chicago's still around. Nancy Tengler, so I should just sit back and enjoy it. I'm long the S&P index. And what me worry? Just sit back and enjoy it. Let's see. Dow is up 761 this week. The NASDAQ 456. The S&P 500. 117. We had new world records, although it was off yesterday, 305 points. I don't know what that was about. Maybe it was a good correction. We could talk about the Fed, but no one knows what Jay Powell said last Wednesday. No human being can possibly understand what he said. I call it a Rorschach test. You can see into it whatever you want. Okay, whatever. You think he's going to cut rates? Fine. You think he's going to raise rates? Fine. You think he's going to run for the Senate? Fine. Anything. No one knows what he said. So, Nancy Tengler, what's going on here?
Okay, Larry, that's a perfect analogy. I'm still trying to figure out what he meant when he said financial conditions are weighing on the economy when we've got stocks at all-time highs, a stable dollar, and corporate spreads, high-yield spreads, you know, at the lowest level.
Bitcoin soaring, gold soaring. The Fed is tight as hell, aren't they? Yes, of course they are.
So I think what the market's doing is it's just looking past to earnings, which are set to improve pretty nicely in 2024 and 2025. And then you've got this AI-driven productivity boom, which has, you know, led me to make an analogy to the 1990s about I started thinking about this almost a year ago. And I think you can take that Fed playbook out when Greenspan, you know, raised rates pretty aggressively in 94, cut only three times in 95, didn't do anything in 96, and then raised 25 basis points in 98 before he started cutting for the Y2K nonsense. So I think stocks can continue to coexist, solid stock performance with higher interest rates. And I think that's what investors are starting to think about. He may not cut at all. He may cut in November. I just don't think it matters at this point.
I think you're right.
Because
I like that. Because, Nancy, I'm going to go back to my old phrase. Profits are the mother's milk of stocks. Profits are the mother's milk of stocks. Profits are strong. I read Ed Yardeni, I read Ed Hyman. They're both pretty optimistic about profits. And that, you know, that's the ultimate valuation for stocks. And let's see, Yardeni has profits up 11% plus for the next 12 months or so. So that's a good, you know, if that number's true, or at least that's what the forward earnings consensus says, then stocks should go up, Nance. I mean, that's what they should do.
Yeah, I mean, I think we need to get a correction. you know, but I've always been way early on this. So I think when you do get a correction, you stay long stocks. And then when you do get a correction, you raise your exposure to higher quality names. So don't go chasing the FOMO in NVIDIA. Sit back. Things will come back to us for a period of time. Who knows why? A lack of news, you know, some shenanigans with the election. But beyond that, I think we're in the, you know, a bull market that began in October of 2022. And I think you ride this one out because, you know, we're seeing housing starts up. We're seeing things that you don't see going into a recession. And so if the Fed stays higher because the economy's strong, again, that's the 1990s playbook. Greenspan was really, really savvy about productivity. And that's why he didn't cut more, because he knew productivity was going to drive growth in the 90s when you and I were kids. So I think that's where we just really want to be focused, is great companies. You know, there's a lot of people talking about going defensive. I just don't think now's the time to be defensive. You want to own the reliable growers.
The 90s is the last decade I remember. Nothing before then. I do remember the 90s.
It was so much fun.
Particularly 1995 and 96, when things got a lot better for me. Jack Prusian, you agree or disagree with what Ms. Tengler's saying?
Well, first of all, I could listen to Nancy forever. Yeah. You know, one of the brightest minds on the street.
She and, is. She's the best.
A lot of what you say, Nancy, it hits right to the heart of my arguments. I get it. But there are a couple of things that I am seeing. You know, the Jesuits at Loyola taught me very well. And one of the things they taught me was to be a seeker of truth. Look, we've seen this market go up 25% a year since the bottom of the pandemic. I want you to think about that for a second. How sustainable can that be is the first thing. Number two, and this is really, I guess, the heart of my argument. Over the course of the last few weeks, and Nancy, you could probably chime in on this. I've probably got more calls about the Fed than at any other time in my life. People have said things to me that I've never heard before. I had a caller call from Japan asking me if the Fed has lost all credibility. Now, I want you to think about that question that was just asked by an investor from overseas. At the same time, we're seeing gold doing what it's doing. Mm-hmm. At the same time, we're watching everything that's happening in all these other asset classes as if risk is being forced down the throat of the investor. The one thing that I'm seeing, especially for those that might not be as savvy as those of us that are listening to the show,
God,
is that
us.
The American consumer is losing purchasing power parity on a daily basis. And that's the real crux of the problem here. Unless that's contained, profitability for these companies won't be sustainable. And that's the real, I guess, problem that I'm having with the markets at these levels. You know, everybody over the age of 50 knows that we're going to probably see a 20 or 30% correction, but it might not be for another couple of years. You know, but the reality is right. It's there. It can happen. What's going to be the catalyst? What's going to be that black swan event that drives that? And, you know, but getting back to it, and this is really the heart of it, is the Fed losing credibility. And if that last press conference really put people on their heels. It put even those that were in Powell's corner, and I was one of those guys. It put us all on our heels saying, wait a second, you know, is this guy right? He was wrong about it being transitory. Maybe he's wrong again.
He has 6-inch heels, by the way.
Those are mine.
I need them. I'm not a very tall guy.
He's got those 6-inch heels. You can buy them in the New York department stores. You know what I mean? But there's no financial crisis. I mean, Jack, you know that. It's interesting. We had a mini crisis with the regional banks last year. Boy, when was it? It was a year ago, actually. When did Silicon Valley Bank go down? It was March of 23.
That was a year ago.
And the Fed, right. You know, the Fed flooded the market with reserves to make sure. They took some of those reserves out, not all of them, but there hasn't been a financial crisis, which would probably be the warning sign that the ship's going down, but we haven't seen that. They avoided that, or, you know, they isolated it. Actually, I'm just...
Well, that might be too late, though, Larry. Powell said something in that speech. He said, slowing down the pace of the unwind will allow us to unwind further. What the heck does that mean?
No one knows.
You know what that means? Agreed. That actually means that he's looking at the long end of the yield curve very carefully, because he can't control that. And if that starts to get out of control, if he starts to lose control, all right, there's nothing he can do. See, and, you know, it doesn't matter. You'll see the steepest yield curve in the world at that point. He can keep the rates at zero if he wants.
KBW.
You know, if we end up with the
KBW Bank Index up 28% last 52 weeks, 28%. Now, that's not as good as the overall market. No, it is as good. The S&P 500 is up 33% for the last year. But so the banks are gaining on it. And the 10-year, Jack, is 420. I'm just going to say basically the 10 years, it's up a little bit year to date, but basically hasn't moved much.
No, but it did move from that 375 level up to about 4.25, and that's what I'm looking at. Yeah. If that thing gets over 4.5, pay real close attention. I would think that there's going to be a trigger there at one point.
I'm looking at gold. What does gold mean? Gold's had a nice run, 2165. Gold is up, and it's up 10% for the past year. It's not that great. It's a little bit. Energy.
It's just started. It started to really pop lately, though, Larry, if you notice. I mean, it's really giving us a sounding alarm. That's telling us there's serious debasement happening of fiat currencies. And I think that's what we have to really be careful of.
Well, I agree. I always agree. But let's see. My other favorite one is Bitcoin, 63,148. Bitcoin is up 123%. Over the last 52 weeks. Bitcoin is up 49% year to date. Nancy, help me on this. Bitcoin, wow. What does this mean?
I think it's been, and by the way, I agree with a lot of what Jack says. I just have a little bit more optimistic tilt on some of the issues. But
that's because he's a Jesuit. That's because he was educated as a Jesuit.
And I was Christian Brothers trained.
He can't help it. The Jesuits, you know, they have a whole different worldview. Look, I'm a churchgoer on Sundays. I'm just saying, Jesuits. Well, anyway, let's not go there.
Oh, man, the Christian Brothers, when I studied at St. Mary's, I used to have a glass of wine with everything. I think it really changes your view. But I think Bitcoin is, you know, it's a number of things. I mean, certainly it's speculation, but there's also a supply and demand issue because the halving is about to come, which means going forward, there'll be half as much Bitcoin produced. And I think, you know, you've got people jumping in with ETFs. And so the demand has gone up. That could continue, as Jack points out, for a long time. And so I don't get it. And so I try to invest in things I get. And we're not, you know, we have to have things that we can hold for our clients that we own. So I'm not going to a Bitcoin locker at Coinbase or whatever they're called. So we found other ways to make money, but that's really what's going on there. It's just the same with gold. There's no way to value it. It's just supply and demand. And we have seen with gold also a number of central banks step in. Mm. And so that's also ratcheted up demand. But I will say this, consumer debt, it has people alarmed because it's at an historic high. But if you look at it as a percent of personal disposable income, it's not. It's below pre-pandemic levels.
It's been fine.
I think we have to keep that in mind. Yeah.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. On the way out, we're going to play the Fannie Willis theme song. Here it comes.
This is the Larry Kudlow Show.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify POS has everything you need to sell in person. Go to shopify.com/system, all lowercase, to take your retail business to the next level today. That's shopify.com/system.
Hi, it's Lou Dobbs for Priority Gold, America's precious metals dealer. These are volatile times with high inflation, soaring debt, wars on multiple continents, and rising financial stress. Central banks are buying gold to diversify their reserves, so are many Americans. Call Priority Gold and find out how precious metals can help you diversify your portfolio. They're highly rated and happy to help. Call 1-866-303-6357 or get a free gold guide at PriorityGoldGuide.com. That's PriorityGoldGuide.com.
Now, back to the Larry Kudlow Show.
Welcome back, folks. I'm Larry Kudlow. So we're talking stocks and the economy with Nancy Tengler, CEO and CIO of Laffer Tengler Investments. And she's got a book out there, The Women's Guide to Successful Investing. And Jack Baruzian, chairman of SmartX Data. Kids, just to got 3.5 minutes, but on the economy, Jack, inflation's coming in hotter, and also consumer spending, retail sales are coming in colder. I don't know if that means anything. The GDP tracker, GDP now from the Hotlanta Fed, is 2.1% for the first quarter. It was 3.5%. Is there a change for the worse in the economy, more inflation, less growth?
Something's happening, Larry. You could see it happening in the commodities markets. In fact, we see every commodity showing us some disinflationary pressure, maybe with the exception of cocoa, but not gold. Gold is breaking out. The only other times I've seen this happen have usually been times that have been followed by weakness in stocks. Mm. So something seems to be developing here that we have to be very careful. That's why I said gold could be the canary in the coal mine. Pay very close attention, unless we see other markets breaking out with it.
Nancy Tengler, you have any economic concerns? I mean, the CPI came in stronger, the core CPI. Jay Powell's got his own CPI subheading, which actually is coming in worse and worse. But again, I don't know what he's got those 6-inch heels. I don't know what he's going to do. Retail sales slowing down. What do you think, Nancy Tengler?
Yeah, I think that I agree with Jack. I think there are some cross currents that you have to be aware of. So January usually does come in hotter, and that's just because of the annual price increases. It's come in on average 2.9% going back 30 years before the pandemic. But February usually moderates, and we didn't see that. Plus, we saw a higher PPI, which has been leading in this cycle. Mm. So I'm watching that. And then, of course, you know, you've got oil up almost 20%, 19.5% since December. So I think there are certainly concerns. And we have two important reports, Nike and Lululemon, which both indicated slowdowns in the U.S. In terms of sales going forward. So there is something going on. But then the flip side of that is the manufacturing PMIs are coming in really strong. New orders are up into expansionary territory and delivery times are coming down. We'll be watching what goes on, obviously, in shipping across around the world. But this is why I think you have to – it's a stock picker's market to many, except for your S&P. That's your stock pick, your S&P exposure. But we're looking for names that can continue to deliver earnings in this environment. My favorite AI name is the poor man's NVIDIA, and that's Broadcom.
Yeah. Good company. Good CEO.
Yeah.
I know the guy. Yes, Jack Baruzian, favorite investment?
I like the exchanges, CME, which I own, ICE, Cboe. These are people that are going to have a lot of action, especially when we see volatility in these markets.
Wow, that's interesting. What about Coinbase? You didn't mention that.
No, because you know what you're talking about. When you start to talk about Bitcoin, it's the tulip market of our generation. It's either going to a million or zero. I don't know, but it's going to do it without me.
You're going to buy Truth Social when it comes out?
I might buy a little bit and sit on it. You know, that could be something that ends up being a good investment.
Yeah, I think I'm going to sign up for it. I want to go on. I haven't been – my Twitter account lapsed almost 10 years ago, but I think I'm going to sign up for Truth Social. Worth $3.5 billion. He's not going to give any of it to Letitia James. In fact, on the way out, let's do the Fannie Willis theme song again. You two are wonderful. Nancy Tengler, thank you. Jack Baruzian, thank you.
Thanks,
we appreciate it.
Thanks, Larry.
Thanks, Jack.
Here it comes, folks.
Even though he's hard to understand, and if him, 'cause after all, he's just a man.
Stand by your man.